Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samachtes. And we have four lines from the bottom of daf Samachtes Amid Beis Upliga de Rabba. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Rufu Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shimon Bezalel Ben Rivka Rochel. So yesterday, at the very end of the daf portion of the daf, we began a new perek, the eighth perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, a perek that is Oymed Berumoy Shel Olam, Perek Ben Soirer Umayr. Now, the backdrop of Perek Ben Soirer Umayr, not shockingly, is the Ben Soirer Umayr. Now, who exactly was the Ben Soirer Umayr? So that's something that the Gemara is really going to get into in tomorrow's daf, and in the daf after that, we have a general idea of who he was, and really, without further introduction, we can delve back into the daf. Now, the Gemara had brought two drushes from Amayuroyim as it relates to the opening verse of the Ben Soirer Umayr. It says, Ki yeh le'ish bein soirer umayr. And from the words Ki yeh le'ish bein, Chazal darshint two dinim. Number one, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that we learn from here that the only time a child can be a Ben Soirer Umayr is if he's a Ben Hasamach L'Gvurasei Shalish, which the Mishnah defined as being Me Sheyavi Shtei Sairois V'ad Sheyakiv Zokin HaTachtan. The second drasha was Rav Chizda's drasha. Rav Chizda said that we learn from those words Ki Yeh Le'ish Ben that Katan Shehoilid Ein B'noi Nasa Ben Soirer Umayr, that Dafka an Ish, Dafka a man that has a son, is there a parsha of Ben Soirer Umayr? But a katan, a ben that has a ben, even if the child would do everything that the Ben Soirer Umayr needs to do to qualify, still his status as being a Ben Soirer Umayr is dead on arrival, and the reason is because he's not the son of an ish, instead he's the son of a katan. Now, the Gemara had a little bit of a discussion. How could you darshan two things from one Indian? Le'ish ben, we learned the drasha of Rav Yehuda Marav, we learned the drasha of Rav Chizda, so the Gemara worked that out, and it's really there that we pick up, specifically Rav Chizda's drasha. Rav Chizda said, Katan shahoylid, ein benoy nasa ben soirumer. Now, one thing that you see from Rav Chizda is that a katan could be moilid, right? If a katan can't have a child, then why are we even having this conversation? From the fact that Rav Chizda said that the Torah is addressing a metzias of a katan shahoylid, and that child now is not conducting himself the way he should, and we have a question whether he could be a Ben Soirer Umayr. So you say Meris to such a metzias, and the Gemara says that is pliga de Rabba, is not like something Rabba said. Rabba said katan ein moilid. A katan physically cannot have a child. Sounds like a machloik is a metzias. She never had it. Rabba know this. He learned it from a pasuk. It says in the Torah, Now the context over there is that somebody stole and he denied the fact that he stole, and as a result he's now subject to the parsha of Asham Gezelos. Now, if the Nigzal's alive, then you're going to return the Gzela, etc., etc., to the Nigzal. But what happens if the Nigzal's not alive? And not just that, Vim Ein Le'ish Goyel, he also doesn't even have a relative. So the Torah says, what are you supposed to do with all the monetary payments that you are obligated to make? You give it to the Kehanim. This is the halacha that's known as Asham Gezele, specifically as it relates to the Gezel Ager. Now the Gemara here brings the Iker Drush of this pasuk. It says, Vim Ein Le'ish Goyel, in the event that this person would not have a redeemer, would not have a Yair, so then you give the money instead to the Kehanim. Is it possible that there could be a Yid that doesn't have a Goyal? Right? All Yid and Abnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov and Per Sugis and Yesh Noichlan, that means somewhere along the way, it might be your 17th cousin, but at the end of the day, everyone has a Goyal. So how's it even possible? Says the Gemara, Ela B'Gezel Agar HaKasim Adam. This Pasuk is talking, like we just mentioned, about someone that stole from a Ger. A Ger is not Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. As a result, the Ger could possibly not have any Yarshim. Now, if he had children, if he created his own family, he would have Yarshim, but maybe he didn't have children. And it's that scenario that the Torah is saying, Vim Ein Le'ish Goyel, that's when you have this parsha where you're going to give everything to the Kohanim. Now, Said Rabba, that let's look a little more closely at this pasuk. It says, "Im ein le'ishgoyel." You know what it sounds like? V'amar Rachmana, the Torah is saying, "Ish." When it comes to an adult, at the tzarech lachser olav, im yesh le'goyelam in lav. There, you want to find out, yes or no? Meaning, im ein le'ishgoyel, you did an investigation, right? You did some genealogical research, and you determined that this person doesn't have any relatives, and doesn't have any children. It sounds like that's something you only have to do in the event that he's an ish. However, katan, if he was a minor, he was a child, you don't have to do this investigation. And the reason is, because you know for sure that he has no goyim. From the fact that in the parish of Gezel Ager, the Torah went out of its way to say ish. So it sounds like this whole sugya is only negeya ish. Which sugya? That maybe he has a goyim, maybe he doesn't have a goyim, and let's find out. Because if he was a katan, you would know for sure that he doesn't have a goyim, because katan ain't my, so says Rabba, katan ain't my lid. How do I know it from the parish of Gezel Ager? We're in the parish of Gezel Ager, and ain't ish goyim, dafka by an issue. Have to figure out, maybe yeah, maybe not, but as it relates to a cotton, for sure not. Bottom line is, if Rabba holds cotton in a mailik, it can't stim with Rav Chizda's drasha. Rav Chizda said, we learn from here that if a cotton has a child, in b'noi nasib and sayer meyer, according to Rabba, a cotton can't have a child. So you say, Meris, there's a machloikis Rabba and Rav Chizda, whether a cotton is mailid or a cotton is in a mail. Now, Rabba's shita was cotton in a mailid. So the Gemara is the Abaya. So Rabba's Talmud Muvik, the great Abaya, asked Rabba Kasha. He said that it says in the Torah, the ishki yishkaves isha shichva zera v'hishifcha necherefes lish. Now, this is talking about the parsha of the shifcha charufa, another obscure parsha in the Torah. What exactly is a shifcha charufa? So that's a big machloikis, Rabbi Yekivi, Rabbi Shmuel, sugyas in Perek HaSheleach. But on some level, the shifcha charufa is a shifcha knanis, maybe a chatzia shifcha, chatzia baschayrin. The bottom line is, this woman was nechrefes lish, she's a shifcha knanis of some sorts, she's married, and somebody was now bala. Ordinarily, if someone's bala in Eishas Ish, so we're learning the sugyas here in Masechta Sanhedrin, we know what our halach is, chenek, skila, sometimes reifa, right? But in the event that she's a shifcha charufa, she's not a regular Eishas Yisrael who's married to a Yisrael, she's a shifcha knanis, whether 100% or only 50%, so there the halach is different. There, the Torah says that there is an oinish of an asham, asham shifcha charufa, maybe malchus. It's a different parsha in the Torah. Now, as it relates to the shifcha charufa, it says, v'ish ki yishkav es isha shichva zera. So the Brisa says, ain't li elo ish. From the pasuk, it would sound like the only time you have the halach of shifcha charufa is if the bayil was an adult. Ben teshon v'yoymechot shiroi lebiya minayin. How do you know that if the bayil was an katan, but he was 9 years or older? So we know that 9 years is when a zachar becomes a barbia. How do you know that if he would be born a shifcha charufa, you would have the parish of shifcha charufa? Talmud Loimar, it says not ish ki yishkav, but rather it says v'ish. And because the Torah added that vav, we learn that a katan is included in the parasha of shifcha charufa. What's Abaye's kasha? Abaye's kasha is that if you're going to tell me that katan ain't no moilid, then I don't understand why the katan should be included in the parish of shifcha charufa. Because if he's not moilid, then l'chaira, he should be excluded from this parasha. Why? Just because he can't be mailed doesn't mean his bia is not a bia. But the hesber is, because look at the wording of the pasuk in the Torah. The ish ki yishka ves isha shichva zera. The Torah went out of its way to say that it wasn't just a maisa bia, but rather there was shichva zera. Shichva zera sounds like that something happened as a result of the bia that can result in a child being born. Now, if a katan zeinei moilid, he could be a bar bia, I hear. But at the end of the day, l'chayra, does he meet the criteria of the ish ki yishkev as isha shich vazer? And from the fact that the Torah was married by the katan who was 9 years old to the parasha of shivcha charufa, said Abaya, so you say, Meris, you see from here that a katan is moilid. Incidentally, it's a big machloikis rishonim, not for now, what exactly it means that a katan is included in the parasha of shivcha charufa. A katan's not a bar oinchin, so you're including the katan. So some rishonim say, enchinami, it doesn't mean the katan. It means the isha. It means the shifcha charufa. To the extent that she was willing in this avera, so based on that, she's also complicit, she's also guilty, and it would be negeya her side of the equation. Other Rishonim say no, and this could go down as one of the exceptions to the rule where you find a concept that a katan needs kapara, that a katan might be punished. But the bottom line is, this was Abaye's kasha to Rabbi Amaleis. Rabbi told him, yesh loy ve'enoy moilet. No, it's not a kasha. It's true that a katan can't be moilet. It's also true that a katan, once he's 9 years old, is already considered a bar bia. And it's also true that his zera is referred to as shikva zera. But the bottom line is, yesh loy zera, yesh loy bia. But at the same time, in a moilet, this is not a kasha on what I said. And in fact, he gave a mashal to explain it to Drabo. It's like tfuah that didn't grow yet a shlish. So that tfuah is tfuah, and it has a seed. And theoretically, if you put it in the ground, you could be zereya it, but nothing's going to grow. So it's a zera. There's a zera component to this tfuah. All tfuah has zera. There's zera, but it's in a moilet. So too, the katan's zera is considered shikva zera. That's why he's included in this parasha. Once he turns 9 years old, but at the same time, he's not going to be a moilet. The Gemara says, in the yeshiva of Chizkiah, they used to say over the following brisa related to our Indian. V'chiyazid ish. Now, this pasuk was in Parashas Mishpatim. It says, V'chiyazid ish al re'eyu, lahargai ba'arma, me'im mizbechi tikachen olamos. This pasuk is talking about a reitzeach. Reitzeach, b'mezid b'shoikik. It says v'chiyazit, right? A reitzeach b'meizit. So that's what this pasuk is talking about. From this pasuk, they used to say over in the yeshiva of Chizkiah, quoting a braisa, we know that a katan is einay moilet. How do you know that? Because it says v'chiyazit ish. Ish meizit umazriya, ve'en katan meizit umazriya. Now, at first glance, what shaychis? This is talking about shvichas damim, or reitzeach b'meizit. Here we're talking about whether his zera is a zera. So where do you even get to this? Where do you see this? Meaning, the understanding was that the word kiyazit, which means mezid, could also mean to cook. And really, that's what a mezid does, right? He cooks up an idea. So it can mean more generally cooked. And if it means cooked, so then maybe it has a shaychus already to bia, and has shaychus to having a child, cooking up the zera. So Rav Mordechai told Rav Ashi, I chap, that's obviously where you're coming from, right? This is not the pashup shan of the pasuk. But you're basically telling me that the word v'chiyazid means to cook, and therefore you could apply it maybe to this context. But where do you find that mezid is even a lishad b'shulis? He told him what he means, the chsiv. It says, pasuk the Torah, Vayozed Yaakov Nazid. And what did he do? Right? He cooked lentils. Right? That's what he did. So you see that it's a Lishna Dibashulis. So you have this idea. But the bottom line is, this is another Mekar to Rabbis Halacha. Rabbis said, that cotton zayin emoilid. How do I know cotton zayin emoilid? They learned it from the parish of Gezel Agar. Im ein le ish goyel dafka by an ish. You have to find out yes or no, but as it relates to a cotton, not. And now we have a brisa. This brisa says the same exact thing, and it's learned out v'chiyazid ish. Ish mezid umazriya v'ein cotton mezid umazriya. So both mekayrus are interesting mekayrus. Both really mimerchak tovi lach. One is in the parish of Gezel Agar, the sugi of Hashem Gezelois, and the other one is in the parish of Eretzeach b'mezid. But the Gemara here asks another kasha. V'atonit v'rabbi Yishmael. We have another brisa. And this was taught in the yeshiva, Rabbi Yishmael. It says, Ben, this is regarding the parashah ben Soiru Meir. Kiyala ish ben Soiru Meir. We learn from there, Ben Veloy Av. This is a braisa that was said over in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. That Kiyala ish ben Veloy Av. That a father can't be a ben Soiru Meir. Right? This is a little different than Rav Chizkiah's drasha. What was Rav Chizkiah's drasha? The son of a katan can't be a ben Soiru Meir. Here we're talking about where the child is the son of a gadol, but he himself is a father. So if the child himself, the ben soyer meyer, is oichet atata ben v'layav, he's going to be excluded. Talk to my hechidami. What's the case? Lemede aver basa da isish teisaris. Meaning, how is it possible that you have a ben soyer meyer who's also a father? Let's physically. Is it talking about where this child fathered someone after he already brought teisaris? And the child was born before the shear of Yaakov Zakin Atachdoin. Now this would be good. Why would this be good? Because at that point he's a gadol. He's also already of the age, and he's fitting right in where he could be a ben Sayyid Umar. But what's the shear of when a child could be a ben Sayyid Umar? It's Mishiyavish Teisiris, Vachi Yaakov Zakin Atachdoin. So you're going to tell me the case is talking about where the Ibor, right, the Maisa Bia, the Shikhva Zera, that resulted in this child took place, Mishiyavish Teisiris, and the delay that happened, Achi Yaakov Zakin Atachdoin, and this person checked off all the boxes of being a ben Sayyid Umar, and you tell me, Allah, the pin that he's a father, so therefore he's excluded. But the Gemara says it can't be that's the Mitzias, right? That would be the simple Mitzias background for Tanit Verabish. small. But Mi'ikah Shoyes Kulei Hai, there isn't enough time in that window of when someone could be a Ben Sayer Mar. Because V'amar Rab Kruspidoi, he said, Kol Yomish Ben Sayer Mar, En El Gibbon Chadashim Bilvad, that the whole Tkufa Ben Sayer Mar is Merinit Gibbon Chadashim. Now the Gemara is going to explain, Rab Kruspidoi didn't mean to say that the amount of time it takes from Yishayovish De Cyrus Vachiyak is going to attack in 3 months. Rab Kruspidoi was giving a Maimara Musker. He said there's a maximum shear of how long a person can be in that window where he's shayach to being a Ben Sayer Mar. It's a maximum of 3 months. We'll see more about Rab Kruspidoi in the course of the daf. But the point is, it can't be that Tanav Rabbi Shmuel's drasha of Ben Veloy Av was Negeya, where the Maisa Bia, the Shech Vazera, happened Mishiyavish Tei Cyrus, and the later took place Atche Yaakov Zaken Atachden. Because even though that's a Metzias de Gazach, but because Rab Kruspidoi's halacha, that once 3 months pass, you're always Ben Sayer Mar, so you can't fit it into that window. El Olav must be what is the case. The Iaber Mikami Delaisi Shtei Cyrus, right? That's probably what's going on in that bride with Rabbi Shmuel, where this child already was Ma'aber and Isha because of a Maisa Bia before he brought Shtei Cyrus. The Oilid, and when was the baby born? From the time that he brought Shtei Cyrus, Mikami Delakiv Zokin, before it was Yaakov Zokin and Atachdoin, and now he checked off the boxes of being Ben Sayer Meir, but he's Oichet Atata. And Tanav Rabbi Shmuel is coming to say Ben Veloyav. But if that's the case, Shmamina, what do you see from here? Katan, Moilid. You see from here that a Katan could be Moilid. And just to be clear, even though the Leda didn't happen when he was a Katan, right? The Leda was saying took place from Mishayovish Shnei Cyrus, Vachiyak, Zog, and Atachten. Right? There's no Hechrich that the Leda took place earlier. But at the same time, the Maisi Ibor sure would have taken earlier. And when we say Katan and Moilid, that's what we mean. What we mean is that he doesn't have the Kayach to father a child. You see, L'chayr from Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, that for sure he would have had a Kayach to father a child. And just to explain high level, what the Gemara just did. Right, we seem to, up until this point, have a machloikis amayram. You have Rav Chizda on the one hand, and you have Rabba on the other hand, whether or not cotton is meilid or cotton is einoy meilid. Now, Miram can debate this all day long, but the Gemara's cash is, l'chayr from Tanit v'Rabbi Yishmol, it's mashmah not that way. Now, the truth is, there was the Vechizkiya Tanit, right? There was another Braisa from Tanit Vechizkiya that seemed to say that a cotton is Nenei Moilad. So even if this Braisa is mashmah that cotton is Moilad, at the very least, you have the Braisa of Tanit Vechizkiya that would counter that. So you have to work through the Cheshbon and the Gemara a little bit better. But the bottom line is, the sugya begins with a machlikis HaMiram, Rabba and Rav Chizda, where the cotton's Moilad, cotton Nenei Moilad, l'chayr from this Braisa, this drosh of Tanit v'Rabbi Yishmol, there's a that a katan is moilad. Again, what's the raya? Because Tanav Rabbi Yishmol said, it says ben v'loyav, that once a ben sayer meir becomes a father, at that point it can't be a ben sayer meir. What's the metzias, Pashat? What's the metzias? If you're going to tell me katan ain't a moilad, that would mean that the maisa bia would have had to have taken place once he was a gadol. Means once he was Yavish Tei Cyrus. He can't be a father then during that 3 month window that Rakrub Spadoi said is the maximum amount of time that somebody could be a ben sayer meir. So bal karchach, you have to say that the maisa bia happened when he was a katan and he fathered a child, because otherwise we're not having this conversation. So you say, Meris, a klar right that a katan's moilad. That is Nigamar's right. Nigamar says, loilam, the abir basad Isish Tei Cyrus. The oilid basad akiv zaki. Wow. Loilam, I'll tell you that the maisa bia happened after brought Shtei Cyrus, because Katan, like Rabba said, ain't no Moilad. And if that's the case, you'll say that the Leda happened later, past the 3 months, or even happened Basa Da Akiv Zokin. At which point he can't be any more Ben Sayer Meir, because the whole shiur of Ben Sayer Meir is Mishiyavish Tei Cyrus Vachi Yaakov Zokin Atacht. Udeka Kasha the Kruspidoi. Right? What was the Kasha? The Kasha was that there's a maximum of 3 months. So if there's a maximum of 3 months, so what do you mean? At the end of the day, at the time that he had the child, he can't be a Ben Sayer Meir anyway. So why are we having this conversation? Where's in Negeya, Tanav Rabbi Shmuel's drasha? So the Gemara says, "Kas Rav Dimi." When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, "Amri b'Marava." In Eretz Yisrael, they have a different nusach of this Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. And when you know this nusach, everything is good. There, the nusach was not Ben Veloy Av, but Ben Veloy Haroy Likroisoy Av. Ah, it's a whole different thing. The drasha of Kiel Ish Ben Sayer Meir is not b'Memayit. Child that's also a father. It's being made a child that's royal the kroisayav. And what's the hesber? So Rashi explains the hesber is as follows. Because really, as soon as someone has impregnated a woman, where that woman has a child that is noticeable, at that point, the man is already considered a father. Interesting, right? So when is a father considered a father? You actually don't need the mazel tov. You don't need the baby to be born. You don't need him to be nichnas bevrisah shel Avraham Avinu. You don't need any of the above. As soon as the child is nicker, as soon as the uber is nicker in the isha, at that point the father is already going to be considered a father. If that's the case, so then it works out very well. Because the assumption is that when a woman is expecting a baby, it's a 9-month pregnancy. When is it hooker or uber? We know that from different places in Shas, that's after 3 months. If that's the case, then the drasha of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel very much stems with all the information that we have as it relates to the Ben Sayyar Mayl. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel's drasha was Ben Veloy Haroy Lekroy Sayav, Katan Ein Mayl. So the earliest that really this whole thing could start is as soon as he's Yavish Tei Sayyaris. 3 months later is when it could be Nikra Ober. And really, if at that point he would have a child, so during that kufa, he would be nismite, he would not be included anymore in being able to be a Ben Sayyar Mayl. It stims. Just to explain this a little bit better, because it's a little bit of a tricky gemara, that what comes out really, lemaisa, the Rishonim say, is that Rav Kruz B'Dai and Tanya Rabbi Shmuel are really saying the same thing. Because Rav Kruz B'Dai said that the maximum amount of time that somebody could be a Ben Sayyar Mayl is 3 months. B'Shiyavish Dei Sayyaris, it can't be more than 3 months. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel said, Ben V'loi HaRoy L'Kroy Sayyab. It's the same thing. Because when is a Ben Roy L'Kroy Sayyab? What would be the minimum time? 3 months later. Why? Because the earliest his beer would be able to be Mayulit is B'Shiyavish Dei Sayyaris. And he's going to be considered a father when it's going to be Nikah the Uber. When is that going to happen? That's going to happen after 3 months. So essentially, the time that this child is Roy L'Kroy Sayyav is exactly 3 months after, right? He just has to be Roy L'Kroy Sayyav. He's at an age where technically he could have been considered a father. That's 3 months, right? That's essentially what it is. So really, what Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is saying and what Rabbi Kruz B'Dai is saying are really one and the same, and as a result, Hakol Yavoy El Mekayme Basham. The Gemara thought that it's Ben Veloy Av, which would suggest that there's a metzias of this Ben Sayyar Mayr being a father during the Tkufa between Yavish Dei Sayyaris and 3 months later. That would imply, without any question of a doubt, that the Maisa Bia would have taken place when he was a Katan. And by the way, if you hold Katan Moilid, then that could be the Mitzias. If you hold Katan Ein Moilid, there's a whole different Nusach on Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. It's not Ben Veloyav, because there's no such Mitzias anyways. It's Ben Veloy Aroy L'Kroysayav. That's already a Mitzias. That's a Mitzias, because 3 months, Adshe Yaakov Zakan Atachten, 3 months from when he's Yavish Dei Sayyaris, at that point he's Roy L'Kroysayav. And essentially what Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that once 3 months passed, being that he's Roy L'Kroysayav, he no longer could be a Ben Sayyar Mayl, which was precisely what Reb Kruz B'Dai said. Zokti Gemar Gufa. Amar Reb Kruz B'Dai, Amar Reb Shapsi. Kol Yomav Shal Ben Sayyar Mayl Einan El Gimel Chadashim Bilvad. This was Reb Kruz B'Dai's halach. Beit Gemar V'Anan Tanam. We learned in the Mishnah, Mishiyavish Dei Sayyaris Vachi Yaakov Zakin. We learned in the Mishnah, it's not Tashir, it's Mishiyavish Dei Sayyaris until it's Yaakov Zakin. Now, we already answered it when we brought Reb Kruz B'Dai a few lines ago. And for the Gemara, Hikiv Zakin Afagaftalei Malu Gimel Chadashim. If it's Yaakov Zakin Atachdoin, then at that point he can't be Ben Sayyar Mayl anymore, even if it's before 3 months. Malu Gimel Chadashim. If 3 months pass, then even if it's not Hikiv Zakan Atach, then at that point he can't be a Ben Sayyar Mayl anymore. Meaning, Reb Kruz B'Dai's shir and the Mishnah shir are both real shiurim. It's the lesser of the two shiurim. So whichever comes first, that's what is the statute of limitations, at which point a child can no longer be a Ben Sayyar Mayr. If it's Yaakov Zakan Atachten, that's the shir that the Mishnah mentioned. Okay, meaning, if Mishiyavish Dei Sayyaris, Achi Yaakov Zakan Atachten takes a month, well, that means Kol Yomav Shal Ben Sayyar Mayr was only a month. Let's say it's going to take a year. Okay, once 3 months pass, at that point, he can no longer be a Ben Sayyar Mayr. Yosef Rabbi Yaakov Minar Pakut, Kamed Ravino. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Minar Pakut was sitting in front of Ravino. Yosef, Vikamah, Vishmed Ravino, Breit Rav Yeshua, Shmamino, Mid Rab Kruz B'Dai, Am Rab Shapsi. V'chir, you can prove from Rab Kruz B'Dai, Am Rab Shapsi, that Yoledes L'Shiva ain't Ubra Nikr L'Shlish Yomeha. That a woman, that's Yoledes L'Shiva, a woman that's going to give birth not to 9 months, but to 7 months, ain't Ubra Nikr L'Shlish Yomeha. Her Uber is not going to be Nikr at the 1/3 mark of her pregnancy. Meaning the concept of a Uber being Nikr after 3 months during a full-term pregnancy is based on the fact that, oh, it's 1/3. Once 1/3 of the pregnancy passes, right, the onset of the second trimester, at that point, it's already nikah over. What about if this pregnancy is going to be 7 months? So do we prorate now when it's going to be nikah the uber, and we say that once 1/3 of 7 months is going to pass, at that point, it's already nikah the uber, or not? Said the Amoraim, Rabbi Yaakov and our pocket Kamei de Ravino, in the name of Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, that from this Rav Kruz B'Dai, you can Spar one way. How do I know that is? Because if you're going to tell me that it is Nicker, Lomeli Gimel. So why is it that Kol Yom of Shem Ben Sayer Umayr is only Gimel Chadoshim? Rab Kruspedoyis Halacha, which we said is related to Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, that once this child is Roy L'Kroy Sayav, when is he Roy L'Kroy Sayav? When it's Nicker Uber. At that point, it can't be a Ben Sayer Umayr anymore. So why are we saying the Shir is so long? Betray the Tilsa Sagya. Once it's 2 1/3 months, at that point, we should say that this child can no longer be a Ben Sayer Umayr. Why? Because he's Roy L'Kroy Sayav. How's he Roy L'Kroy Sayav? He could be Meilin, Mishiyav Yishtei Sayeris, and it's going to be a pregnancy that's only 7 months, and the Uber is going to be Nicholas Shlishyamel, which is 2 months and a third, and at that point, he's already going to be Roy L'Kroy Sayav, right? Because once there's an Uber at that point, a Heishai Natata. Well, if that's the case, so Kol Yom Shem Ben Sayer Umayr, it shouldn't be 3 months, it should be 2 months and a third. Oh, must be a ledes l'shiva ein uber nikolish l'shemel. It's the zelba 3 months, and therefore the earliest that this person early can be considered a father is once he's yavish day Cyrus for another 3 months. But the Gemara says, "Amaleitzi." He told him, "Ravina did loyim melechol uber nikolish l'shemel." I don't think you have a right. Sounds like a good raya, right? But he says, "Loyim, there's no right. I can tell you that uber is nikolish l'shemel." Abizil basaruba. That when the chachamim were kaveya this din, they went basaruba, and being that roiv. Pregnancies are 9 months, not 7 months. So when we determine Kol Yom of Shabbat Sayer Umayr, we're working based on the Raif. Raif is 9 months, which means that it's Nikar Uber after 3 months. And Echanavi, there is a Miyot where it could be Nikar Uber already 2 months and a third. But that's not the Raif. I mean, that's not the Raif. That's not the way we are going to go about this. So the Gemara is going to continue now. And this continuation is going to take us on to Amud Beis. And again, this is a very, very classic Gemara. Amru Kamei, the Rav Hunabrei, the Rav Yeshua. So they went back and they told Rav Hunabrei, the Rav Yeshua, what Ravina said. So again, remember the story? Rav Yaakov and Arpakut was in the presence of Ravina. And he said over in the name of Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua that you can prove from Rav Kruspedoy, who said in the name of Rav Shapsi, a lot of names, right? A lot of subsoys of David voice in this Gemara. But the point is, Rav Kruspedoy, who said in the name of Rav Shapsi, that Kol Yom Shem Ben Sayer Umayr is 3 months based on the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, based on when exactly it's Hukar Ha'uber. Oh, you see, for me, Elad is Shiva Na. So Ravina was Doichit. Ravina says, no, maybe just going Basar Reif. So they go back and they tell Rav Hunabrei Yeshua, you heard what Ravina said? Ravina's not masking to your Diyak and Rav Kruspedoy Am Rav Shapsi. He holds that it could be that no, really, Elad is Lishiva would be Nikad Ober Lishlish Yomel. But the reason that we're not cheshbening that way in the Ben Sayer Umayr is simply because we're going Basar Reif. So he responded to them and he told them a very lomdashir response. He said, "Ubedine nefashis mi azlina Basar Ruba? What? You're going Basar Reif adine nefashis?" Meaning, you're basically telling me that because of Reif, we're going to extend the amount of time that one can become a Ben Sayer Umayr by 2/3 of a month. It's 3 months as opposed to 2 months and a third. So there's an extra 2/3 of a month that we're extending the amount of time that one could be a Ben Sayer Umayr, just based on a Roiv. So basically, you're using Roiv now to potentially give somebody Mises Bezin, to give somebody Skilo. So he asked him, Adina Nefashis Mias Lina Basa Ruba, Hatayra Amra, and his response was a dramatic one. Right, just based on all the Gemaras we learned, we can appreciate this. It says, V'shaftu Eida, V'hitzilu Eida. That's what governs and undermines and underpins all the dinim of Dina Nefashis. V'at Amra Zil Basa Ruba. No way, you're going Basa Roiv. Right here, right? Can't be. So the Gemara says, "I drew came to Ravina." They went running back to Ravina. Ravina told them, "Bedina in the fashas loyos lina basaruba." Says, "Go ask Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua. I'm not even sure where he's coming from. With the karila, my karila. You can tell me bedina in the fashas you don't go basaroy. But now we learned in the Mishnah. Echad me b'shnayim bechaydish. Echad me b'gimel. This is talking about when Bezdin was cross-examining the edim for dina in the fashas. So what would be if one of the edim say it happened on the 2nd day of the month, and the other eid says, "I saw the homicide happened on the 3rd day of the month." Eidusin kayemes. It's a good eidus. Why? Shazei oideh biyiburei shal chaydish. Is there any idea? Meaning, even though it sounds like the Edom are contradicting themselves, in the Chakiros, no less, but at the same time, could be one knows about Ibur Chaydish, the other one doesn't have to as a Lumachrosai, right? When they were Mekadish, the Chaydish, and as a result, maybe that's what's going on. Now you said, Yisokataitach, Eravina's Kasha. If you can tell me, Lo Yislina Basar Ruba, they don't go Basar Roy. Ne Mahani, Dafka Kamasadi, Vakhushi Hot, Kamakhushi Hadadi. He says, you're going to kill somebody based on an assumption? Right, it's a good Kasha. It's an assumption. Maybe he knew and he didn't know. They're not contradicting each other. Yeah, but maybe they are contradicting each other. And if they're contradicting each other, you're going to kill an innocent man. Ella, what do you have to say? Because Raif people would make this mistake. You're going Basar Raif. But St. Ravini, you see clearly that when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, you go Basar Raif. And if that's the case, there's no reason that we shouldn't go Basar Raif here. So again, maybe really the Uber is Nikir Lishlish Yomeh. If that's the case, why Rab Kuspadar, Rab Shapsi, based on Son of Rabbi Shmuel, say that Kol Yomash Ben Sayer Meir is what? It's 3 months, the Chayr, it should be 2 months and a third. It's because in Rav situations, you Rav the Kroy Sayyav after 3 months, not after 2 months and a third. Amr Rav Yirmi Yami Difti. Afana Nami Tonino, the Chayr, we have a Mishnah that would seem to support this idea as well. Bas Shol Yishan of Yamechen. If it sounds familiar, it's because we had this Le'il on Daf Nun Hey Amadeus. This is another classic. Once a girl is 3 years old, Miskadesh is Bibia. So she's considered a Bas Bia. L'may Naf Gemino. So the Bryson's going to give a whole bunch of dinim. Number one, Isha Nikna's Bibia. She's already a Bas Bia. Then Ba Le'o Yavam. If she was a Shemeris Yavam, Kana. The Yavam's Kana. V'chayavan Ale'o Misha Mesesh. If she's married and someone's Ba Le'o, he was Ba'an Eshesesh. U'metam is Ba'ilo L'tam Mishka V'tach Den Kelya. If she's a Nida and someone's Ba Le'o, so he has a din of a Ba'il Nida, he's Metama Tomas Medrash. Tomas Medrash means Mishka Vatachtin Kelya, meaning if he would sit on something, that thing would become Tommy Tomas Medrash. And not just that, if there were 10 things that he was sitting on, the Tachtin would be just as Tommy as the Elyon. Nisus Lakayan, if she marries a Kayan, even if she's a Zara, a Chelas Pechuma, because if one of the psulim be bala, she would have a din of a zayna, chalala, she wouldn't be able to marry you. And if any one of the arayas hamuris b'tayra would be bala, mumsin olea, they would be chayim misa, v'hi petura, and she would be potter. Why is she potter? Because she's a ktana. And being that she's a ktana, she's going to be potter. Now there's one thing that we need from here, and that is that in the event that she's married, and someone's bala, that's what we need. Faith the Gemara, Kashav Amai. Why is that person going to be Chay Mishom Eshes Ish? Maybe she's an islandess. Va'adaita the Hachilai Kaddish. And the whole Kedusha was a Kedusha Tais. Right? So in the world of Kedusha Tais, a classic example is where somebody gets married to a woman, he finds out later she was an islandess. So there's a sugya of Mekach Tais and a ktana, there's no way of knowing whether she's an islandess or whether she's not an islandess. If that's the case, how could you give somebody Misas Bezdin for being ba on a ktana ishasish? She's a baskim l'shon of yamecha. At this point, you don't know that she's not an islandess. So how are you killing him? Oh, I know what the answer is. El olav, damri nanzil basaruba, v'roiv nashim lav, ailu niyois ninu. Most women are not islandesses. And if that's the case, you see clearly, afananami tenino, amirab yermi amidifti, that you go basaruiv when it comes to dine nefashis. But the Gemara says, loy, there's no hechrach. Why? Because I could always tell you, my chayav oleh, diktani, when it says chayav oleh mishom eishasish, you know what it means? Carbon. It means that in the event that it happened, b'shoy, so then the halach is chayiv karmis. Not Mises Bezdin. Now, karmis also chamor, but it's not dine nefashis, right? It's not Mises Bezdin. So you have no raya you go basarayv when it comes to dine nefashis. You'd have a raya you go basarayv when it comes to carbon, but you'd have no raya that you go basarayv when it comes to dine nefashis. But the Gemara says, v'hamumsin al yadaktani. But the Braisa did say, v'mbo aleh echad mikol arayas amuris betayra mumsin aleh. Right? It sounds like all of that rayas. Even eshashish, by the way. But you see clearly that her status is true, even for Mises Bezdin. So the Gemara says, v'valeh. Maybe when it says Mumsan Aleh, it's talking about where her father was Baleh, where it's not Dafka father. The point is, any erva where you know for sure it's an erva, it's not related to the marriage. So over there you would give Misas Bezdin, but any erva that's totally in the marriage, such as Eishes Ish, where she's only an erva if she's married, or any of the other arayas, like Achis Ish, something that would be Negeya, out's the marriage. So over there already, there the halacha would be that, yeah, it would be negeya that it was a maisabia with regards to a carbon, but not with regards to misa. But the Gemara says, v'hem ba aleh echad mikol arayas ktani. I hear what you're saying. But again, it says, v'hem ba aleh echad mikol arayas ktani and mumsin aleh, right? It says, this misa in ba aleh echad mikol arayas amuris b'teira. Doesn't sound like only the father or only like blood relatives, as opposed to any relative, any erva that's a result of the marriage. It sounds like echad mikol arayas ktani, period, right? Doesn't matter which one. Hello, hachmaya skin is up to the kiblot you love it. You have to say anachinam. You want to know where it's negay this price? It's negay this price in the event that when the man married her, he was makabli. He said, even if we find out later you're an islandess, I still want you to be my wife. Oh, in a situation like that, where he was makabli, so now we negated the possibility of there being a mekach tois. This has nothing to do with roif. And as a result, there's no hechrich over here that you go basarayv when it comes to dinei nefash. It's just two ha'aras, just to come up for breath pashat. Before we go weiter, there's a lot of words in the balance of the daf. Number one is the Gemara says that a little bit of a shayla. Whether you go baseroy when it comes to dinei nefashis, or you don't go baseroy when it comes to dinei nefashis. Ravina said you go baseroy when it comes to dinei nefashis, and this is the halacha. It's the maskon. You go baseroy by dinei nefashis. Even though you're killing somebody, you're still gonna go baseroy. Tosfos throughout Shas asks, and it's really most famous for being in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach, famous Bekoisle Beis Medrash, and this is in Bava Kama Daf Chov Zayin Omebeis, the top Tosfos, that we know the principle is Ein Hochem B'Mamen Acher Aroiv. So Tosfos quotes our sugya, and Tosfos says, I don't understand how it's possible that you go Baseroiv when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, but you don't go Baseroiv when it comes to Dinei Nemamenes. Meaning, this idea that you don't always go Baseroiv, we know that. It's Shita Shmun. Ein Hochem B'Mamen Acher Aroiv. This is Halacha Revacha B'Yisrael. So Tosfos says that when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, you go Baseroiv. And yet, when it comes to Dinei Nemamenes, you don't go Baseroiv. How is it even possible, such a thing? Now, it's related to Cheskas Mamen, right? There's a lot to say about this. Obviously, this is not the place for it. But this is Tosfos Kasha in Bava Kama, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, which very much comes from this Gemara. Another great Kasha that the Gedolei Yisrael dealt with, Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eiger and others, and that is, so the Gemara said that from the Braisa of Bas Sholei Shonavi Amechem is Kadeshes Bebiya, there's a Raya that you go Baseroiv by Dinei Nefashis. What's the Raya? Because you see, Chayov and Alam Mishum Eishes Ish. Maybe she's going to be an islandist. More than that, you see, in Baal Echad Mikol Arayis Amuris Batayra Mumsevala. Some of the Arayis are only Arayis as a result of marriage. So you see that the marriage is considered to be a valid marriage. Maybe she's going to turn out to be an islandist. Other Tarets is to go Baseroiv. So this is a right that you go Baseroiv when it comes to Dinei Nefashis. In the course of the Gemara's Dichuyim, the Gemara said no. Well, I'll tell you, if someone's born HSS, she's not Chayiv Misa. And if this is an erva that's related to marriage, there's no Chayiv Misa. So what then is the Braisa talking about? It's talking about where it was Ba'aleh Aviha, where her own father was Ba'aleh. And being that the father was Ba'aleh, Bitoy is, of course, one of the Arayas. But over there, there's no Raif, because her father's her father. And as a result, what's the issue? It's Makshim Achroinim, and this is a Veltz Kasha. What do you mean? We know, the Gemara says, how do you know Raif? Right? The first parak of Masechta Schulin. How do you know Rav? So if someone asks, how do you know Rav? It's a pasuk in the Torah. We just learned it yesterday. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. That's how you know Rav. Yeah, it's true. But that's Ruba the Isa Kamon. How do you know Ruba the Lesa Kamon? So the Gemara says you learn it from Maka Ova V'Imai Mois Yumas, which was also in last week's parasha. Mikal Ova V'Imai. What do you see from there? You see that if someone's Maka is father, is Chai Misa. Now, the question is, how do you know your father's your father? Maybe he's not your father, your mother, you know. But how do you know the father? The Teretz is you go Baser Rav. Right? Because Rav Bilas Achra. And this is the Makar to Ruba the Lesser Kamon. So to show you last Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and this is Makshama Olam that I don't understand. How could the Gemara have said Bebaleh Avia? And as a result, maybe I'll tell you, you don't go Baseroiv when it comes to Dinei Nefashis. Ah, you want to know Pshat in this price? It's talking about where the father was the boil. Oh, if the father was the boil, then it's going to be different. What do you mean? If the father's the boil and you're going to kill the father, that's also a Raya you go Baseroiv when it comes to Dinei Nefashis. Because it's based on the Raif of Raif Be'ilai Sacharabat. Now this is Kasha already. You can answer based on the force of the grade, and that is over here, the Roiv is not paskining the Dinei Nefashis. Right? The Roiv is saying that this is the father. Once the Roiv says this is the father, it's Yuchzak that this is the father. Now you can use the Yuchzak and apply it broadly and say, wherever it's the gay of father, yeah, you can plug this guy in and say, he's the father. Meaning, if the Roiv is coming to paskin the Dinei Nefashis, that's one thing. Over here, not. What about as it relates to the whole marriage in the Gemara, right? The Roiv is just paskining the marriage. There's a lot to talk about here. The bottom line is, this is Mefursim the grade that we're Posh, just whizzing by very, very begrudgingly, but we do what we do. Zok de Heilige Gemara Vaita, Tanu Rabbana. So we're going to return now to the topic of Katan Moilid or Katan Einei Moilid. So we really didn't start Perek Mitzvah Maria. So that's Mamish coming, like the last line of Samech Tes on the days. That's really where the idea, the concept, the institution of the Ben Sayyid Maria is going to start. But for now, we're still in the midst of this digression. And that is a katan moilin or is a katan einai moilin? Sok tamar tanu rabban in a braisa. Hamisuleles bivna katan veher rabba. So this is a mother who was misuleles with her child that was a katan. And during this act of misuleles, Rashi says misuleles is a loshen pritzus, a self-explanatory. The katan was her rabba, did a tchilas bia with its own mother. So the question is this a maisa bia or not? Bishamayim, Bishamay says, pasma nakuna. Yeah, she can't eat Truma anymore, she can't marry a Kayin, She pashed as a din of a zaynach alala. It's over. Bissel machshir. Bissel says it's kosher. Zok the gemara. We have to explain this a little bit. Amar Abchia berei the rabbi Baruch Mini. Amar Abchiz the family. Amar Abchiz. Amar Ziri. How come my everybody's my the beben tesha shana v'yom echad? If this child was 9 years old, she biyasoi bia, whose bia is a bia, and as a result, for sure pasim anakuna pachas mi ben shmoina. And everybody also agrees that if this child was less than 8 years old, she ain't biyasoi bia, that the bia wouldn't be a bia, and as a result, she wouldn't be pasim anakuna. What was the machloikis b'shem b'sil? The ben shmoina, to the extent that he was 8 years old. So younger than 8, we're not having this conversation. Older than 9, we're not having this conversation. The shaila is if he's 8. The beshamay savri beshamay holds gamrina midayrus harishoinim ubeis hillel savri loy gamrina midayrus harishoinim. Beshamay holds we learn from the dayrus harishoinim. The dayrus harishoinim, as in the olden days, a katan, as we're about to see, was able to be moilet. In fact, from 8 years old, you already find that there were people, some famous people in Tanakh, that fathered children. So beshamay says, if that's the way it was in the dayrus harishoinim, then that's the way it should be now as well. Yalfina mi dayrus harishoinim. And therefore, dayrus harishoinim, once a child was 8 years old, he was considered to be a bar bia. So to now, once a child's 8 year old, he's going to be considered bar bia. Beis Hillel says, like gamrina mi dayrus harishoinim, you don't learn from the dayrus harishoinim. And as a result, yeah, that's the way it was. But now it already has to be 9. That's the klal. And if he's not 9 years old, the bia is not going to be a bia. Zokhtimar, uve dayrus harishoinim min nolan da'ilet. What's the makar that in the dayrus harishoinim, they used to be moilet already, once they were 8 years old. Now, from here, really, until the bottom of the Yamid, it's going to be one last piece of Gemara, but from here until the bottom of the Yamid, we're going to learn some Nach. High level, we're going to learn a little bit about Shlomo HaMelech and his great-grandfather Achitofel. We're going to go through Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Noach. Elo told us Noach. And we're going to go through Psukim in the end of Parshas Noach that talk about Terach's three sons, Avram, Nachor, and Haran, and we're going to learn a little bit about Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur ben Kalev ben Yefunah. So it's just a little bit of a preview for what's to come. But the first right that the Gemara brings is related to Shlomo HaMelech and his great-grandfather Achitofel. So there's two things that we need to know right now. Again, the Gemara is going to go through it, but the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of psukim, like pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, assuming that we know Nach the way Kleine Kindlech used to know Nach. But the point is, just super high level, this is what we need to know. Number one, Shlomo HaMelech is mother was Batsheva, right? That everybody knows. Shlomo was the offspring of David and Batsheva. Batsheva's father, his name was Eliam. Eliam's father was Achitofel, as in the famous Achitofel, which would mean that Achitofel is Shlomo HaMelech's great-grandfather. First thing we need to know. The second thing that we need to know is that Achitofel was 26 years old. The Gemara is going to do the math. Was 26 years old when Shlomo HaMelech was born. So he had a great-grandson at the young, ripe age of 26. So with those two facts, here come the psukim. Says the Gemara, V'dayrus harishoyim, minolon da'oil. How do you know from when they were 8, they were already having children? Is it from the following pasuk? It says, Haloizois Batsheva, bas Eliham, ishes or yahachiti. So we know from this pasuk that Batsheva is the daughter of Eliham. Fixiv, there's another pasuk that says, Ve'eliam bas Achitofel hagiloini. We know from that pasuk that Eliam is the son of Achitofel, which then means that we know that Shlomo HaMelech is the great-grandson of Achitofel, because we know Shlomo is the daughter of, is the son of Batsheva, who's the daughter of Eliam, who's the son of Achitofel. Fixiv, the pasuk says, Vayishlach b'yad nosen hanavi, Vayikre shmo yedidyo, bavur Hashem. That Shlomo HaMelech was called Yedidya. V'ksiv, right after the pasuk that talks about the birth of Shlomo and what he was named, the pasuk says, "Vayilish nasayim yamin, vayiu goizizim lavshalom." The pasuk's about to tell the story of Shalom. So there's a juxtaposition between when Shlomo HaMelech is born, and these psukim that talk about Avshalom, specifically, Vayhilish Nosayim Yamin, Vayhi Goizizim Avshalom, which means that the story with the Goizizim of Avshalom played a role. Goizizim literally mean people that shear the wool off sheep. So the Goizizim, right, Goiziz, as in one of the Lamatas Malachas, happened 2 years later. So at the time of this pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech is 2 years old. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, V'Avshalom Baruch, V'yelech Geshura, V'yihisham Shalei Shanim. So at this point, after Avshalom is in Geshur for 3 years, how old is Shlomo HaMelech? He's 5. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, V'yeshim V'Avshalom B'Yerushalayim, Shnosayim Yomim, U'pnei HaMelech Lo'ira. So how old is Shlomo HaMelech now? Another 2 years pass, he hasn't seen the king. Okay, the rebellion's about to happen. But how old is Shlomo HaMelech now? Shlomo HaMelech is 7 years old, right? Uksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayimikets arbaim shana," that it was 40 years from a previous event. Vayomer Avshalom el Hamelech. Avshalom told the king, "It's not 40 years from when Shlomo Melech is 7 years old. It's when Shlomo Melech is 7 years old." When the pasuk says, "Vayimikets arbaim shana," it's going back into time. But the point is, Avshalom tells the king, "Elchana vashalma es nidri Hashem nedarti l'Hashem bechevron." Right? Avshalom, you know, was a nazir, and he says, "I want to go to Chevron. I want to fulfill my neder." Viksiv, and the pasuk says that right around that time, Avshalom rebelled against his father, and Achitofel, we know, is a key member in the Avshalom rebellion. And the pasuk says, "Achitofel rokiloi nasasa atzasa." Achitofel saw that his eitzah wasn't playing itself out, meaning this rebellion is about to be quashed. Vayachvish that's chachamor. Vayokav yeluch al beisne valiroi. Vayitzav al beisa. He writes a tzava. Vayichonik and he killed himself. Right? If this pasuk sounds familiar, we went through this pasuk very much in Perikesh Noichlin. Viksiven, the pasuk says that how old was Avshalom when he killed himself? It says, "Anshe damim umir mele yachzu yemeim." So people that are anshe damim, right, they're like murderers, men that have blood on their hands, who mirror, they're men of deceit. They don't even live a half a life. He lived 34 years old. This is what we need. He lived 33 years old. So we know that Avshalom was how old when he died? He was 33. And how old was Shlomo HaMelech when Avshalom died? We just did the math. He was 7 years old, right? The Gemara made the cheshbon, because we know that the story of Avshalom starts when he's 2, and then he's 5, and then he's 7. Oh, so he's 7, says the Gemara, back of the envelope arithmetic. Kama haveluhu, how old is Shlomo HaMelech, meaning around this time, talsin v'tlas, tal sheva, the havel Shlomo, pashlu esrim v'shish. So Achitofel is 33 when he takes his own life. Shlomo HaMelech is 7 years old when Achitofel takes his life, which means that how old was Achitofel? How old was Achitofel when Shlomo HaMelech was born? Pashul Esav Ashish. He's 26 years old. Now, he's 26. He already had a great-grandson. He had a son, Eliam, who had a daughter, Bathsheba, who had a son, Shlomo. So the Gemara says like this. Dal tartishnin l'tlas yiburi. You need at the very least 2 years for 3 pregnancies. Rashi says, what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is because the shortest pregnancy would be 7 months. 7 times 3 is 21. And you need another month after each pregnancy for Nida, right? So at the very least, each pregnancy is going to take up 8 months. 8 times 3 is a perfect 24. 24 is 2 years. So from the 26 years, you have to remove another 2 years for the 3 iburi. Ishtakach. So if that's the case, it emerges that the youngest, right? Or the oldest, I should say, that Achitofel could have been when he had Eliam was 8. And the oldest that Eliam could have been when he had Bathsheba was 8. And the oldest that Bathsheba could have been when she had Shlomo was 8. Oh, must be, you see, Yishtaka techol chavechad, but I'm the oilet. Must have gotten birth when they wait. So it's a convoluted cheshbon. It's a simple cheshbon, right? Again, you needed the 2 facts that we said in the beginning. That Achitofel's 33 when he takes his life. Shlomo HaMelech is 7 when Achitofel takes his life, which means that Achitofel is 26 when Shlomo HaMelech is born, and that Achitofel is Shlomo HaMelech's great-grandson. If you know that, dial 2 years for the 3 pregnancies and the 3 nidas, so what you're left with is each one's having a baby when they're 8. Oh, so you see, the Deirus HaRishayim, they had children when they were 8, but the Gemara says, Mimai, there's no Hechrach. Dilma Travaya B'teisha Oile. Maybe, really, the 2 men, meaning Achitofel, and Eliam, they were 9 when they had their child. And it was Bathsheba that had Shlomo when she was 6. And that is okay. Meaning, if you have a problem with a man having a child when he's 8, you don't have a problem with a woman having a child when she's 6. No, Mishum de Itza Bari, because she's healthier. And that's possible. But the point is, you have no raya from here that Achitofel had a child when he was 8. Maybe he was 9. And you have no raya that Eliam had a child when he was 8. Maybe he was 9. Now, why is 9 better than 8? Because 9 is the share of beer. Even Beis Hillel's moida that Hamesulelis but not Katan Vehera, once the child is 9, it's going to be considered a beer. Because we know he's a bar beer. So he's a bar beer, he was moida. Now, how does this thing with the sugi that we had in the beginning of the daft that a Katan Zaini moida? So we're going to get back to that, maybe. But the bottom line is it's a good cash. It's a nice cash in the beginning of the sugi. But the bottom line is that 9 and 8 is very, very different in this world. You have no raya, is it? And the Gemara says, Teda, I'll even prove to you that there has to be merit to this argument. The Havel of Lad Meikara. Because we know that Shlomo HaMelech was not Bathsheba's first child. Right? They had a child and the child died at a very, very young age. So you see that there was even another child. So even if you're going to make the cheshbon, oh, it's 888, there's no chil between Zachar and Akeva, you're still going to have a problem. Because must be she had a child before she was 8, and you're telling me the earliest is 8. Oh, the Teretz says it doesn't apply for the woman. So being that there's one woman in this chain, right? Achitofel is a man, Eliam is a man, Shleim is a man. Oh, Batsheva is a woman. So could be the years are being eaten up by the woman because she could even be snake. So the Gemara says, this is not a raya that in Darius or Rishonim they were moiled at the age of 8. Elamai Hacha, let's try something else. It says, in the end of Parshas Noach, Eilu toldois Terach. So these are the offspring of Terach. Terach hoiled as Avram, as Nachar, the as Haran. Now, if we're going to assume that Avram, Nachar, and Haran are being mentioned in this pasuk in order of their age, so that would mean Avram is the oldest of the three brothers, Nachar is number 2, and Haran is number 3. Additionally, if you want to make them as close as age as possible, so, right, the closest they would be is Avram, I guess, could be about a year older than Nachar, who could be about a year older than Haran, right? So with that Hanach, it says more like this. For Avram, Gadol miNachar Shon. Now, Lav Dafka, we'll see. But if you want to assume that this is in the order of age, so it means Avram's at a Be'erich a year older than Nachar. Okay, the Nachar Gadol miHaran Shana, and Nachar is a Be'erich a year older than Haran. Nimtza, this is easy math. 1 + 1 equals, this is like the easiest math equation in Chas. That Avram, Gadol Shnei Shana miHaran. Right, so that means that Avram would be how much older than Haran? He would be 2 years old. Okay, the pasuk says, Vayikach Avram v'Nachar lehem Nashim v'Goymer. Now we need the v'Goymer over here. It says, Vayikach Avram v'Nachar lehem Nashim. Avram and Nachar both got married. Shem Eishes Avram Sarai. V'Shem Eishes Nachar Milka. Bas Haran, Avi Milka, Vavi Yiska. So we know who Avram's wife is. His wife's name is Sarai, right? Who's Nachar's wife? Nachar's wife is Milka. Now then the pasuk says Milka was the daughter of Haran, who was also the father of Milka and Yiska. So who's Yiska? So the Gemara is about to say that Yiska is Sarah, which means that Avram married his youngest brother's Haran's daughter, Sarah, right? How do you know Yiska Sarah? That's his next month. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Yiska is Sarah. V'lamad nikshma Yiska. She'asoich Baruch HaKadosh. Because she had Baruch HaKadosh. V'ayinu d'chsev. That's behind the pasuk that says, Kol HaShatayim Me'alecha Sarah Shema. Because Hashem tells Avram, listen to anything that Sarah tells, because she has Baruch HaKadosh. Davarach, another b'shad is Yiska. She'akol Sachem Yafi. She was very beautiful. Either way, so based on the cheshbon of the pasuk, it seems like Avram would be 2 years, right? Can't be less, but 2 years or so older than Haran. Avram's also married to Haran's daughter, Sarah. Now, the pasuk says, Vayipal alpanov, Vayitzachek, Vayoymer beliboy v'goymer. Now, again, you have to know the v'goymer. What's the v'goymer? Halaven, Shmeya, Shana, right? Who's talking? Avram's talking. Vayipal Avram alpanov, Vayitzchak. Vayoymer beliboy, Halaven, Meya, Shana, Yivolet, Vim Sarah, Bastishim, Shana, Telet. So when Avram is 100 years old, Sarah was how old? 90. That means what's the difference in, this is good math, what's the difference in age between Avram and Sarah? 10 years. Now, what's the difference in age between Avram and Sarah's father? 2 years. So how's that even possible? Avram is 2 years older than Haran, who has a daughter, and Avram's only 10 years older than that daughter. If that's the case, meaning if Avram is 2 years older than Haran, and Avram is 10 years older than Sarah, how much older is Haran than Sarah? 8 years old, right? Again, this is easy math. It's hard cheshbon, but it's easy math. Says the Gemara, Kama koshesh Avram mei Sarah es hashanim. V'koshesh mei avua Haran tartin shnin. Ishtakach, oh, it's klard ki olda Haran l'Sarah betam ni'oldas. You see clearly that how old was Haran when he gave birth to Sarah? Must have been 8 years old. But the Gemara says, Mima, you made one big assumption over here. You assume that what? That Avram is the oldest brother, because he's mentioned first. Then comes Nachar, then comes Haran. But the Gemara says, Mechatesi, Duma Avram zutadachua. Maybe Avram was the youngest of the brothers. I don't know, maybe Haran is 20 years older than him. You have no idea. Ah, you'll ask me, why is it mentioned in that order? Meaning, if Haran is older than Avram, shouldn't Haran be mentioned before Avram? The Gemara says, no way. Because maybe they're just being mentioned in the order of Derech Chachma. Hey, I'll prove to you the Chachma called Derech Chachma, and that sometimes the pasuk is going to mention brothers, not in order of age, but in order of their Chachma. The pasuk says, "Vayhi Noach ben Chamish Me'ashan." Noach was 500 years old. Vayoyle Noach Eshem Escham the Esyafes. So Noach was 500 years old, and he gives birth to 3 sons. By the way, Simana Milsi, it's time to start Parashas Noach, right? We'll see more about Noach in Pamara's daf as well. But either way, so Noach is 500 years old, and he gives birth to 3 sons: Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Shem, if you want to assume that the brothers are being mentioned dafka in the order of their age, so what would emerge is that Shem is Gadol Micham. He's older than Chama. And if you want it to be the smallest amount of time possible, so okay, it's Shana, Barak, a year. The Chama Godom Yefes Shana, and Chama is about a year older than Yefes. Nimtza, again, easy math, right? 1 + 1 = 2. We even have those equations. Shneim Godom Yefes Shtei Shana. Right, it comes out that Shneim is 2 years older than Yefes. Fine. Because the pasuk says, V'noich ben Sheish Meir Shana, V'amabul Hoya Mayim Al Ha'aretz. How old was Noach at the time of the Mabul? He's 600 years old. So again, Noach starts having children when he's 500 years old. How old is he when the Mabul starts? He's 600 years old. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, Elo told us Shem, Shem ben Ma'ash Shana, V'yoylidus Arpachshad, Shnosai Machra Mabul. Shem was 100 years old 2 years after the Mabul, and he gave birth to a son whose name was Arpachshad. Faith the Gemara, Poshet Akasha. If Shem is the oldest of Noach's sons, so how old should Shem ben Noach be 2 years after the Mabul? So let's say Noach is 500 years old when he gives birth to his first son. So if Shem is the oldest of the son, that means when Noach is 500 years old is when Shem is born. Noach is 600 years old when they emerge from the Teva, right? During that whole year when everything is happening, he's 600 years old. 2 years later is when Shem has his first child. So at that point, L'chaira, Shem should be 102, right? That's how old he should be. Yet the Pasuk says he's 100. So Freik the Gemara, Ben Meya Shana, what's going on over here? Bar Meya V'tartin Shnin Hava, L'chaira is 102. Ella, what do you have to say? Derech Chachmasan Kachashiv Lahu. That really Shem was not the oldest brother. We'll see in a second, Yefes was the oldest brother. So why is Shem mentioned first? Oh, because he's Shem, right? Of Shem Ve'Aver fame. He is Shem Ben Noach. Hakanami Derech Chachmasan Kachashiv Lahu. You can't bring any rayas that people used to give birth because of the cheshbon of Avram and Haran and Nachar, because later I'll tell you that Avram is not the oldest brother. So why is he mentioned first? Because it's Derech Chachmas and Zakhar Arav Kahan. Rav Kahan said, "I'm reading the Shmita Kamei Rav Zvid Harda." I told over this whole exchange to Rav Zvid Midna Harda. Amalei told him, "Atumei Hachamas Nisu." You proved that Yefes, or at the very least that Shem, was not the oldest brother based on this whole cheshbon. Vanami Hachamas Nisu. We know it from somewhere else. The pasuk says, "L'shem Yulad Gam Hu Avi Kol Bnei Ever Achi Yefes Hagadol." You know what it means? Achi Yefes Hagadol. Yefes Hagadol Shav Achav Hav. It means that Yefes is Hagadol. He was the oldest brother. So you don't even have to come on to this cheshbon. The whole thing is a toys. Meaning, we know that Shem is not the oldest brother. Not only because of the cheshbon, it's a great cheshbon, but even without the cheshbon, we would know it. It's mefurish, Yefes Hagadol, and we learn from there that Yefes was the Hagadol Shabachav. Elos, again, Bishamai said that a child is considered a bar bia to a certain extent once he's 8 years old. Why? Gamrina midoiris harishayim. Question is, where do you find in the doiris harishayim? They used to have children when they were 8. First, we thought we know it from Achitoifel, who had a son Aliyim, who had a daughter Bacheva, who had a son Shloimo, all in a 26-year period. But the Gemara knocked that out. Then we thought we had a raya from Avram, his relationship to his brother Haran and his wife Sarai. But the Gemara knocked that out as well. So the Gemara says, Elo minol, you want to know what the Makar is, mehacha? We know it from here. The Pasuk says, Ubetzalel ben Uri ben Chor lemate Yehuda. So who's Bezalel? Bezalel is the one that built the Mishkan. His father's name was Uri. His father's name was Chor. Who was Chor's father? Now, his mother, everyone knows, was Miriam. Who is Chor's father? His father is Kalev. So Bezalel is a great-grandson of Kalev ben Yefuna. Okay, so the pasuk says, Vatamas azuva vayikach loy Kalev as Ephras, vatelo loy as Chor. Right, this is the makar that Kalev had a son, Chor, who had a son, Uri had a son, Bezalel. So we know, again, just based on this pasuk, that Kalev is the great-grandfather of Bezalel. Now, the chiyav of Bezalel Mishkan, bar kamahava. How old was Bezalel when he built the Mishkan? Bar tle. He was 13 years old. How do we know that? Tchsiv ish ish mi malachtoi asher hema oisim. And from there we know that he was an ish. What does an ish mean? Not just an ish, ish, ish. He must have been bar mitzvah. So if that's the case, we know Bezalel is 13 years old. That's exactly how old he is. He's 13 years old when he builds the Mishkan. V'tanya shana rishayna asa Moshe Mishkan. The first year that the other one, the midbar Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan. Shniya heka Mishkan. In the second year, they actually erected the Mishkan. Right? Be'echad b'nisan v'ashana ha'sheinis. V'sholach miraglam, and he sent the raglam. V'ksiv, the pasuk says that Kalev said about himself, ben arbam shana noichi, b'shalach Moshe eved Hashem v'gay. That I was 40 years old when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to Meraglim. Now I'm already 85 years old. But the point is, this is what we know. We know that Kalev is Bezalel's great-grandfather. We know Bezalel is 13 years old when he builds the Mishkan. We also know that when the Meraglim was sent, Kalev was 40 years old. Now, Bezalel builds the Mishkan in the first year that they're in the Midbar. The Meraglim are sent in the second year that they're in the Midbar. If Bezalel is 13 years old in the first year of the Midbar, so again, this is going to be easy math, how old is he in the second year? Right? Trick question. He's 13 in the first year. So how old is he in the second year? He's 14. So how old is Kalev, the Elta Zeda, when he has a great-grandson who's 14 years old? He's 40, which means that how old was he when he was born? He was 26. Oh, we're going to go back to the math we had earlier. But here's the good news. Over here, it's all males, right? Because it's Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chur. So it's going to be all males. Says the Gemara, Dal Arbeisar, from the 40 years that Kalev was when he was sent, the 14 years of Bezalel. Pashlu Eser Mashiach, she left with 26. Dal Tartishni, knock out 2 years of Tlasi Iburi. Like we said earlier, the 7 months of pregnancy and the 1 month of Nida, which is 8 times 3, which is an even 24, which is 2 years. Ishtakach, what emerges is the chol chad v'chad betamni oilid. That means at the very, it's not possible that they were any older, meaning Kalev cannot have been older than 8 when he gave birth to Chor, who cannot have been older than 8 when he gave birth to Uri, who cannot have been older than 8 when he gave birth to Bezalel. And this is a clear raya that what? This is a clear raya that the Deiris HaRishonim used to give birth to the age of 8, and that's where Beishameh was coming from when he said the halacha that he said. Zokti Gemara, just finished it off. Ben v'loy bast. So the Mishnah said, Ben Sayer Meir, V'loy bas Sayer Meir, Tanya, Amr Rav Shimon said, B'dinu shetei bas really is Ben Sayer Meir. Really, a girl should also be able to be a Ben Sayer Meir. Shahakom Mitzuyin, that's about Veira. And the reason is because if she's a Zoyla V'soyva, being that people are going to frequent her, Litvar Aveira, so she's going to be stuck and she's going to do Averas, for which she's Chayim Misa. So really, the same Svara of Yom Zakeva, Yom Zchayv that you have by a Ben Sayer Meir, you should technically have by a Bas Sayer Meir as well. El Xeris HaKosevi. So why is it not that way? It's Xeris HaKosev, Ben V'loy bas, that's Dafka Ben Sayer Meir, as opposed to not a Bas Sayer Meir. I saw in the Margolis Hayam, so Rabbi Margolis says, who said this? Amr Reb Shimon, Bedinu Shetei Bas Re'elias Ben Sayer Meir. Reb Shimon says, really, it shouldn't just be a Ben Sayer Meir, it should also be a Bas Sayer Meir. Elik Zeres HaKosavi. Reb Shimon, we know, was Derish time of the Kra. But over here, he said, I don't know any time of the Kra. Right, this is Reb Shimon, L'shitosai, who's always Derish time of the Kra. He says, I'll be honest with you, as it relates to this, I don't know what time of the Kra. Beis Hashem, maybe in tomorrow's daf, we'll speak up from the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamrim, with the Rambam brings the time of the cross. This is interesting. Right, the Rambam was also famously Derish time of the cross in his Meir Nevuchim. But here, Rav Shimon was always Derish time of the cross. But here he says, I don't know, I'll be honest with you. This is Xeris HaKosev. The Rambam was Derish time of the cross in his Meir, in Yad Chazaka, he says a little bit of a Svara. Why could be it's Tavka Ben Sayer Meir as opposed to a Bas Sayer Meir? But for that already, we have to start the Sugyas of Ben Sayer Meir, which is the very, very next Mishnah that's coming up on the top of Daf Ayin Amar Al. But as it relates to Rei, so I wasn't sure if we should go into some of the lumnas here on Daf Samech Tes, because there's a lot happening, or maybe go back and do another last raid bite on Perek Arba Mises Bezdin. So we're going to be Tofas Lashon Achrayin, and we're going to go back to Perek Arba Mises, a very different direction that we went in yesterday, but also Dvarim Atikin, and I think it's a befitting, albeit morbid, way to end a morbid Perek. I mean, the name of the Perek is Arba Mises, right? So the last Amid of Perek Arba Misos discussed the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Akiva heard that Rabbi Eliezer passed away, so he started mourning his great Rebbe in an incredible way. The Gemara said, "Hayamake b'psaray atchadama shoyseis la'aretz." He started hitting himself and hitting himself until blood literally started flowing onto the ground. Pasach ala b'shura, and then he entered the shura. Va'amar, and he said, "Avi, Avi, rechav Yisrael ufarashav harbe mois yeshli ve'in li shulchan ila hartzayson." And he goes and he mourns his great Rebbe. In last night's staff, we went through the Zohar HaKadosh in Medrash Shanelim and Parshas Vayera, where the Zohar tells the rest of the story and the Giluyim and the Torah that was going between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva during the final moments of Rabbi Eliezer's life. Mamish Dvarim Neflaim Ad L'Moed. Over the years, we've mentioned many times that Rabbi Loza Fleckless, the Talmud Muvik of the Noida B'Yehuda, in his Shailas Yitshuvah, Tshuvah Me'ahada, and this is in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, he brings that I heard Miyedidi, Harav, Hamor, Hagoyla, Hacharif, Hamafursim, Rableib Fischelis, Neiro Yoyer. Today is a Chetzadik Levracha. He said, I heard from my good Yadid, Rabbi Fischelis, who told me that he saw in the Kisvei Yad of his great father, Rabbi Meir Fischelis, that he wrote, that he heard from the Noida B'Yehuda, who said that the Pnei Yeshua wrote in his Tzava that after he leaves this world, he doesn't want anyone to be maspid him. But the Nabi Yehuda went up and he berabim was maspid the Pnei Yeshua. And he said that even though mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and even though we learned the sugya earlier in Perek Nigmar Adin, that hespeda is yikara d'shichvi, which means that if somebody writes in his tzava and he says, I don't want the covet that I'm going to get when you're going to be maspid me, the halach is that you have to listen to him because it's his covet to be Michael. And if he wants to be Michael al Kvaydai, well, that's his right that he has. If this is something he wants to do, he could do. But Afilu Hachi Dinei Yehuda got up and with a ganza ganskat, he was masped the Pnei Yeshua. And it was a very big wonder to many. So the Pnei Yehuda, when he was giving his hasbid, he said, I'm going to tell you, Pshat. He said, because the Gemara says in the end of the seventh parak of Masechta Sanhedrin that Rabbi Akiva heard that Rabbi Eliezer had passed away. He was hitting himself to such a degree that blood started literally flowing onto the ground. Tosfos, it's the last Tosfos in the Perek, asks that I don't understand, how is Rabbi Akiva allowed to do this? L'chayre, he violated a pasuk in the Torah. It says, V'seret lo nefesh lo sitnu b'vsarchem. What does it mean? So this is something that the pagans used to do. When a loved one would die, so they would literally start scratching themselves and they would cut themselves in a way that blood used to flow. So Frey Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva was makibib sorry, achadam and shoyseis la'aretz, l'chayri is violating a law in the Torah. It says, v'seret l'nefesh lo sinu b'vsarchem. And for Tosfos, u'mishum seret l'nefesh leko. And the reason is, the mishum Torah of it. Because the reason that Rabbi Akiva was doing this wasn't because of the Gavra Rabbi Eliezer that had left the world, but it was because of the Heftza of the Torah that was lost when Rabbi Eliezer left the world. V'har Raya, what did Rabbi Akiva say? He said, Harbe Mois Yeshli Ve'inli Shulchan Ilar Tzoysom. That was his hesped. His hesped was Torah Chigrisak. And being that he was doing it not out the Gavra Rabbi Eliezer, he was doing it out the Heftza of the Torah, then already it's going to be okay. A chiddush nifla. But said the Noida B'Yehuda, you know what I see from this Tosfos? That even though there's an idea of v'seret l'nefesh, lo yisitnu b'vsarchem, but if somebody would mourn a Talmud Chacham that dies, and he would make those sirtos in his nefesh, but he's doing it not for the mensch to Talmud Chacham, but for the Torah that's now being lost as a result of the p'tira of the Talmud Chacham, then already it would be okay. As if to say that when a Talmud Chacham leaves the world, there's two dinim. And there's two things that we're mourning. We're mourning the Gavra, Hai Gavra Rabba that just left the world, but we're also mourning the Torah that leaves the world together with the Talmud Chacham. For the Gavra, v'seret l'nefesh, lo yisitnu b'vsarchem. But for the Torah, then already you don't have this halacha. So said the Noida B'Yehuda, that the Pnei Yeshua was a balabas of Zich. He's a balabas of the Gavra, the Pnei Yeshua. And if he wrote in his Tzava, don't mourn me, then we have to listen. But I'm going to get up and I'm not going to be maspid the Gavra, the Pnei Yeshua. I'm going to be maspid the Torah that's being lost as a result of the Pnei Yeshua leaving this world. Meaning now that there's a world without a Pnei Yeshua, it's a bechin of harba mois yeshli ve'inli shulchan milar tzoyson. And for that, I have a precedent from this Tosfos in Samaches Amin Aleph and Masech de Sanhedrin that this is something I can do. This is what Rabbi Leib Fischelis told Rabbi Elazar Fleckless. He saw in the ksavim of his father, Rabbi Meir Fischelis, b'shem the Heilig Noida B'Yehuda. Truth is that Rabbi Elazar Fleckless in another tshuva, and this is in Tshuva Reish Zayin, he revisits this discussion, and over there he's very, very bothered with the chiddush of his Rebbe, the Noida B'Yehuda. Doesn't really understand it. And the reason is because the Gemara says that even though it says, v'seret l'nefesh lo yisitnu b'vsarchem, but what would be if somebody loses a lot of money? Tavei Sfinosei Bayam, for example. Over there the Gemara says, if somebody wants to mourn in this very dramatic way, it's okay. It's not going to be a loisaseh. So you say, Meres, there's a special carve-out in the halacha of the seret l'nefesh that it's only true on a person. But if you're not doing it for a person, you're doing it for a heftza, an item, money, whatever it might be, then already this halacha is not going to apply. So tiny Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, I don't know if I agree with the tzushta of the Noida B'Yehuda. That Tosfos is l'chayru coming from that Gemara. And even though Tosfos didn't quote the Gemara, but it's pashut he meant the Gemara. He meant that here there's already a mefurish gilui from Chazal. That there's an afkamina between seret l'nefesh versus going ahead and mourning an item that was lost. So said Tosfos, could be machalik between the gav Rabbi, the Talmud Chacham, and the Torah. And like Rabbi Akiva himself said, I'm mourning the fact that I have money vainly. It was a b'chin of Tavis Finas Bayam. But does that mean that in the sugya of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames? But does that mean in the sugya of Mitzvah L'Shmaya Divrei Chachamim? Does that mean in the sugya of Hesped, which the Gemara comes out of Maskon, as you call it the Shivchi? And if he says, I don't want a Hesped, don't be Masmi, Mecha Tesi, this is going to be a Tzushta. I'll tell you something interesting. Because I'm Sofer. Kiyodua was Maspe, his great Shver, Reb Kiva Eger. And it was a little bit of a chiddush, because Reb Kiva Eger had written in his Sava that I don't want anyone to be Maspe with me. And because he said, I don't want anyone to be Maspe with me, his understanding was that nobody was going to be Maspe. Stating that, the Chassam Sofer was Maspe. In fact, if you look at the Drushes Chassam Sofer, the Hesped on Reb Kiva Eger, so it's Drush Yud Zayin in the new Maduris, in the heading of the drasha, the Chassam Sofer writes, this is the Chassam Sofer's Ksav Yad Kodesh. Drusha darashti yoim aleph yud beis kislev tov kuv tzadik ches. Biyoim shmua, ki biyoim yud gimel tishrei ha'avar, nilkach orin elikim agoy moir v'chami, Rab Kiva Eger zeich tzadik levracha, shoya av bezin de kilo kodesha posen. V'hu zeich tzadik levracha pokad v'tziva, shaloi lahaspidoi. He said clearly, don't be maspid. Stating that, I went ahead and I was masping him. If you go through the Hesped itself, at one point, in the middle of the Hesped, the Chassam Sofer writes like this, right, the whole family gathered together for the Hesped. Right, Kvig had a lot of family that's living in Prezburg, obviously, all the Chassam Sofer's mishpacha. So they're all gathered together, and he says, we were all waiting for Rabbi Kiva to come. I don't know, does this mean Rabbi Kiva was supposed to arrive? But either way, they were waiting for Rabbi Kiva to arrive. And we weren't zaycha to see him. And then he added, Ula haspidoi, and even to be maspid him, sogar aleinu hadeles. He said, the door was shut close on us. We don't even have the ability to do that. Why not? Because Rabbi Kiva was mitzavet, don't be maspid me. And sogar aleinu hadeles. We can't even do that. Even that covered achron that we want to give, the Zeda, even that's something that we're not allowed to do. The truth is, the Yodei Dover Taina, and really you could just go through the Hesped, that if you go through the Hesped, you're going to see Reb Kiva Eger wasn't, Chassam Sofer wasn't Masper Reb Kiva Eger. Like you would expect that Chassam Sofer is being Masper Reb Kiva Eger, he would just say Shvach after Shvach after Shvach. He was sensitive to the idea of Shaloi LaHaspidai. Now he said Divrei Hesped and Divrei Chizuk, but as it related to Reb Kiva Eger, it was actually Shaloi Kedarkoi. He toned it down tremendously. And it's obvious why. It's because he said, Ula haspidai sagar aleinu adeles. But at the same time, he was masping him. And Toich Dvarov, he brought what the Noi de Behuda said. Doesn't quote the Noi de Behuda by name, but he brings this Shtikl Torah, Ar Sugya Sanhedrin Samaches Amar Aleph, with the Toisvis and Samaches Amar Aleph, and this Hoysafa. There's an interesting postscript to this, and this is in the Shailos Hachuvas Michtav Sofer, for Reb Shimon Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer son, Reb Shimon Sofer, who was the crook of Eruv. And this is a tshuva. It's in Chel Geridea, Simon Lamedvav. It's a very short tshuva. And it was written to Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin. The context is that Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin had been maspid the Ksav Sofer and the Aruch Laner. They had both passed away around the same time. And he gave a hesped on both of them. And he sent his hesped that he gave to Rabbi Shimon Sofer. And he tells him, you know, I don't know if you plan on being malakid hespedim from the Ksav Sofer, but if you are, you know, you can include this, but send it back to me, please, because I want the original. But he says, if you want it, you can have it. Now, the Aruch Laner had also written in his Sava, don't be maspid me. And because he had written that, so Rabbi Yosef Shaul wrote in the hesped, he was ma'ir, why is being maspid him anyways? And that's where this whole shmuz came about. Meaning, this idea that if a Talmud Chacham says, don't be maspid me, you could be maspid, or you can't be maspid. Either way, so the Michtav Sofer, Rabbi Shimon Sofer, in this conversation, in his letter back to Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin, so he says as follows. He says that I saw that you brought the Noi de Yehuda's Raya. The Noi de Yehuda's Raya that Rav Loza Flecht was brought in Chuv Me'ahava when he was maspid the Pnei Yeshua. And the Raya was from Toisvis. And I saw you with Doichet. You know what the Dichoy of Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin was? It was the Chuv Me'ahava's Dichoy. I don't think it's a Tzushtel to the Seret L'Nefesh. Because over there, there's an idea of Tavis Ben Asa Bayom. It's already going to be different. So I saw your Dichoy. And he says, Kimedumali Shekein Shamati Me'adoini Ovi Moir V'Rabi Mor Agoylo Be'espeidoi as Adoini Ovi Zikni Mor Agoylo Rabbeinu Akiv Eger Zatzal. I heard this. I'm pretty sure, he says, I'm pretty sure that the Tata said the same thing, that the Chasam Sofer said that. That when it came to me, Masrab Kiveger, that, you know, in theory, you can rely on this Noi de Yehuda. But at the same time, he didn't want to. And the reason he didn't want to is because of your kasha. I don't think it's a tzushtel. When it comes to Veseret Lenefesh, there the Kpeda is only if you're doing it because of the person. But if you're doing it for another reason, over there it's not going to be good. Now, he told them, but stating that, the Tata was still Masrab Rabbi Kiveger. And he says, you want to know why he was Masrab Rabbi Kiveger? He was Masrab for a different reason. He was Masrab him because he made a diak. He made a diak in the tzava of Rabbi Kiveger. He said that if you look closely at Rabbi Kiveger's tzava, so Rabbi Kiveger, he starts off like this. He says, Im egva la'acha meyashonim. He says that if I'm going to pass away after I live to the age of 100, yodiyu es ptirasi bekisvei es. You should notify the world about my petira bekisvei es. I mean, it sounds like what, in like journals, circulars, right? Miloshin itonim. I'm not sure what that means. Im ha'ara with the caveat shareni mevakish es talmidei v'chaveri, that I'm requesting from my talmidim and my chaverim l'moy b'meshach hashana rishayna, to learn during the course of the first year b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day perech echon mishnayis. And I always found this incredible. Rabbi Kiveger, right? Rabbi Kiveger is the Sarah Torah. He is the Oiker Hare Harim, Ben Benoishal Oiker Hare Harim. And he wants the Oilim to do something for his neshama. Learn a Perek Mishnayas. Chashivas Rabbi Kiveger has for everyone just taking a Perek Mishnayas, right? We're mezalzel and things like this sometimes. This is Rabbi Kiveger for his neshama. This is the Oilim HaEmes. And he says, learn for me a Perek Mishnayas. Then he went weiter and he said, Lo yaspidu b'mekoymes acherim. I don't want you to be mastered me in different places. Rak b'mokim ashatiya sham ha'kfura. Only in the place where the kfura is. U'behesped loy lahaske shum shvach. You can't say any shvach about me by my hesped. Zulazeh. This is the only thing you can say. Asha migil chamesh esrei, oishesh esrei adayoyim. From the day I turned 15, or the day I turned 16, lo madati im talmidim, I learned Torah with talmidim b'yisurim gedoylam. You ever know that? With tremendous, tremendous. So Rabbi Kiveger wrote in his Tzava, this Indian, lo yaspidu. But Chasam Sofer went and he was medayek. He said that when Rabbi Kiveger said, don't be maspid, he didn't say who. Sounds like no one should be maspid him. But he said, I think you can learn, you have to be medayek, Rabbi Kiveger, I think you could go behemshach. Im egva la'achar meyoshonim, yoidiyu es ptirasi bekisveyes. Im ha'oro shareini mevakesh, es talmidai v'chaveirai, lilmoy b'meshach, who am I mevakish from? Talmidei v'chaveirai. So the Chasam Sofer said, I think that just like that line was for talmidei v'chaveirai, the next line also. Lo yaspidu b'mekoymes acherim was also meant for talmidei v'chaveirai. Nish mishpacha. And the Chasam Sofer says, ich bin an eidim for Rabbi Kiveger, and I'm being medayik Rabbi Kiveger. I think he was okay with me being maspinim. Why? Because I think at the end, Rabbi Kiveger had a problem with his family being maspinim. Why not? Every person deserves his family to be maspinim. He didn't want to be treated like a Talmud Chacham. That's what he didn't want. He says, I'm not being maspidim b'teiris preshbegerov. I'm being maspidim, like the pasuk says, Vayishma Moshe l'kol choisnoi, as my shver. This is what Shimon Sofer wrote to Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin. This is why he was maspidim. And nothing to do with the Noi de Behuda. He wasn't masking to the Noi de Behuda. But rather, he was coming from here. So I was going through a little bit the Tzava of Rabbi Kiveger. One of the things Rabbi Kiveger writes is unbelievable. He says, "Hashamish Yachris, the Shamish should make an announcement. Kol Misha Megalech Betar. Any person that shaves using a tar, a gul meser, right? Anyone that shaves using a razor, lo yiga bikla, should not touch me. Lo belavisha, v'lo benasias hamita. I don't want them to go near me." Now we know that shaving with a razor was a big deal. We have many raid bites on this, right? This was a huge deal. This is true for Kiveger about this. There's so much on this. So, right, in light of knowing a little bit of early 19th century Jewish history, this was a huge, 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 huge deal. But listen to Rabbi Kiveger writes, I think there's such an unbelievable chizik here. He says, the Shama should be machris, anyone that's megalech betar, don't go near me. Zulas, im yikabal ola behechel gomer. Unless he's going to make a kabbalah right now, shalo yosef oid leskalech betar miyoy mahu vahola. Meaning right now he smells from aftershave. Right now he shaved with a razor. But if this second he makes a kabbalah, I'm done. Oz yuchal esasekimi. Then I don't have any kpeda. And let it be a kapara on all the averus and all the times that he shaved with this tar in the past. Unbelievable. Rav Kinega said that even though it's wrong and he, there's not a lot. This whole tzavah is one page. And this is one of the things that he thought, it's 10 bullet points. This is one of the things that he thought was very, very important to mention. But at the same time, he said that if someone's going to make a kabbalah, what do you make a kabbalah? You have to do tshuva, you have to fast tanesim, you have to do, right? No. Make an elch kabbalah. If I cared, I'd rather think, by making the kapara, let it be a schus. One elch kabbalah. What comes to mind is the tshuva some sofer in Kovitz tshuva simich aval that we spoke about not so long ago. That once a person makes a kabbalah, he's not a gazlan anymore, right? He might have a balance sheet of averus that he has to deal with, right? But at the same time, a kabbalah is a kabbalah. There's another very interesting thing. And I want to talk about this for a minute, and we're going to end the parak with this. And that is, Rabbi Kivega wrote, this is line item dalet. After I pass away, I want the Chevra Kadisha to give me Arba Mises Bezdin. And they should pour Tisha Kaban on me. So Rabbi Kivega writes in his Savah that I want the Chevra Kadisha to give Arba Mises Bezdin. And I was looking around. I have a safe in my house. It's two volumes. They're sold separately. But it's two volumes. It's called Asher Yitzaveh. And it's a likud of tzavois from Gedolei Yisrael. So one of the volumes is Ga'inei U'ma'irei Ashkenaz. And the other one is from the Talmidei Agra, the Ga'inei Lita. So I started going through different tzavois of Gedolei Yisrael. The Aruch Laner, in his tzavah, so he writes like this, Mitzavani l'kayim begufi zecher Abram Yisus Bezdin. I'm being mitzavah that I want the Chevra Kadisha to take my guf after I leave this world and give me Abram Yisus Bezdin. The Hainu b'shasa hoirada, when they lower my body into the grave, yushlach gufi l'mat, they should throw me. B'terem yasu ha-kavronim ha-taira. And they should do it even before the kavronim do the taira. Oh, and additionally, before they do the taira, yitavtu shayva b'eres alibi. They should put some boiling wax on my lave. That's sreifa. Achakach ya'atfu mitpachas misobav litzavari. And he said they should take like a handkerchief and they should choke me. Zem moshe helach, v'zem moshe helach, kemitzvus misaschen. This is what Aruch Laner writes. Incidentally, another thing Aruch Laner writes is, he says that I wanted so badly to go to Eretz Yisrael and to be buried in the Eretz HaKadosha, and I wasn't zoichet to, but I want you to know that in the attic of my house, he says, I have a big keli, and in that keli there's offer, and it's offer Eretz Yisrael. I want you to bury me in the offer of Eretz Yisrael. But the Aruch Laner also wrote this. He told the Chevra Kadisha, this is something I want you to do. We once did a raid bite on the tzava of Rav Shlomo Kluger, if you remember. And Rav Shlomo Kluger also wrote this. He said, "Be'eshe yikhu oisi la'niche ala oretz," that when they're gonna put me down, the Chevra Kadisha, "Yizruku oisi min amita la'oretz," they should throw me. "V'yikhu even gedoyla," they should take a big stone. "V'yashlichu alibi loy benachas rak ke'ein zrika mamish bekoyach." "V'yoymer ke'el moli racham imrachim al ploini meis hazeh." "V'yichoshev loy ke'ilu niskal b'sanhedrin." It should be nichshav as if he got skila b'sanhedrin. There was a tremendous goyin whose name was Rav Naftali Katz. So Rav Naftali Katz is known as the Baal Smichas Chachamim. He lived in the late 17th century, early 18th century. He was a Rav in Prague at some point. He actually tried going to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't make it there. He passed away in Istanbul, Turkey, and that's where he's buried today. But the bottom line is that Rav Naftali Katz was a great Mekubal. And Rav Naftali Katz, in his Tzavah, he wrote about this Indian as well. He says, "Acher hi pari nafshi migufi." He says, after my nefesh leaves my guf, koyis nagu imi achabura kedosha. This is what I want the chabura kedosha to do. Terem yanichu oisi al gabi akarka, before they put my guf on the car, they should take my guf, they should put me down orum, this is what they should say. In the sky of Zeh Hanifter Skilo, years and Nechsha Bemakum Skilo, Kiluniska Bevezan Agoda Shibirushalayim. Koi Yasu Arba Pomim Ritsufim, Zechar Zeh, they should do it four times Bemakum Skilo. Ubapama Sheni Yoimer, the first time they should say, Vamchayv Skilo is Skilo. The second time they should say, In the sky of Zeh Hanifter Srefa, Techoshev Skilo Zubemakum Srefa. What do you mean? If you need sreifa, how are you getting skila? Oh, shehi chamura mi sreifa. The kaimel and kirabon and egger abshimin, dama sreifa chamura. Umishin eschayv shtem misois, nidim chabura. Vechein pasak harambam. Ubepan shlishnis yoimru, the third time they should say, im nischayv zah niftar hereg, and etc., etc. He goes through the whole thing. And then he says, ubikashte mea chavura kadisha shloyim nu dover zah mimeni cholilo. Leim or ein zah kovad ames. I'm begging you, don't say it's not kovad ames. Venahapichu, ki zehu kfoidi l'schusi. The eni moichulahem im yeshanu es tafkidi vo yisnagu keni modi um mitzvah lekayim divrei ames v'zeh chastom ashetasu im modi chesed shalemes. I'm begging you to do this. So I saw that the mesadrin of this sefer Ashi Yitzava, it's mechon avat shalom, right? That's Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita's mechon. So mechon avat shalom, they have a whole hakdama to this particular tzava, and they write that the Tali Katz wrote in the tzava that they should give him arba mitzvahs bezdin, and you will find that others did as well. And based on the research they did, he was the first one to ever write this in his tzava, that when he passes away, you should give him arba mitzvahs bezdin. Just one other one that's a little bit dramatic, and that is from the yisoid v'shoyrish ha'avoda. So if you remember, a few weeks ago we spoke out from the yisoid v'shoyrish ha'avoda that when a person davens, he should have a mind mesiris nefesh as if he's getting the arba mitzvahs bezdin. One paragraph. Listen to what he writes here. Vareinu goizem becherim Yeshua benun ubecherim shali ala chevre kadisha sheyasu bi hashiva misois beskila for lo yachusu ala bezoyin shali, that they should give me mitzvahs bezdin and they should do it 7 times. Now he goes on to explain that the reason he wants it 7 times is keneged the Zayin Sfira. So this is like real Kabbalah. But he says, Kia bezoyin, even though they're going to say, how could I do this? But being mevazeh the tzaddik, hu kvaydi. Lihi poter ktsas mehadin hagodol ha'elyon. Va'adir rabo, mi sheyase ba'atzmai bi misais elu, whoever's going to do it, lemitzvah rabbi yichashav loy. Ve'eye badoi melitz toiv ba'ilum ha'elyon. Chekayim bi ve'ahavtol reyacha kamoicha. Ach mi sheyake bazeh. Someone who's going to get in the way, bevadei enoke mimenu. I'm going to take revenge from him. I hope that no one's going to violate this chayim, etc., etc. He went on and he describes it. He said he already measured, he knows the place where he wants them to do it, because he measured that it's the shtir shtei koimis and how they should. It's very, very nuanced and very, very detailed. This is something that he wanted. I said this is the last one, but one more. And that is, I saw in the, we didn't quote any from the Ga'une Litta. In the Ga'une Litta, the last Sava that they bring is for Rav Shach, Rav Loza Menachem Mon Shach. So Rav Shach wrote in his Sava, he says as follows. He says, V'yan she'ro isi she'gedoy le'yoylam. They ask that after they leave this world, he should take their guf and he should do arba misois. Rav Shach requested this. But sinner, you say you should do quietly, v'loy v'farisim. V'af she'inli shum yediyah bozeh. He says, even though I have no yediyah in what this all means, v'ashem yichaper badi, v'ani mevakeh sh'loy l'shanis mekol mashani koisef. And I'm begging, nobody change from what I said. The next paragraph is also interesting. All my talmidim, who know that they got something from me, they should do chesed with me. They shall learn with me. So Rav Shach was also the oiker hari harim of his dar. So what does he want? Afilu mishna achas. Ein mishna. Oy machshava achas on musar. Or one machshava of musar. V'hoye zeh schari. And he says, I want you to know, ki gam ani mosarti es nafshi lahatzlochas chem belimut. He says, I think it's only fair, because I was moise nefesh for you to be able to learn. It's only fair, maybe you're moise nefesh a little back, and it's such an interesting line. He says, I did it for you. He says, no, I'm asking, I'm kindly requesting. V'imyir biyadi lasis ulahamlitz l'tevaschem. And then he says, if I'll have the ability, such a novel. He says, if I'll have the ability in the next world to do something kind for you in return, this is something that Beli Neder I'm going to do. So again, we're finishing Perek Arba Mises Bezdin. Arba Mises Bezdin is Hilchas L'Mashicha. By the way, hopefully not. So, you know, maybe not. But the bottom line is that this inyan of Arba Mises Bezdin is something that the Gedolei Yisrael, it seems like it started with the Baal Smichas Chachamim, Rab Naftali Katz, but this was an inyan to get Arba Mises Bezdin between the Misa and the Kfura. Now, the truth is, V'kana Ben Shoyal, what does that mean, between the Misa and the Kfura, right? Well, what does that even mean? But the truth is, we know from the Sfar Makdoshim that interim period between the Misa and the Kfura is a Shasa Kosher. Because it's not Oilam Hazeh, it's also not Oilam Haba. It's somewhere in between. That's why you have all these things about, you know, burying quickly and different simonim. Even the Gemara talked about rains on top of the coffin. Remember those two Levayas that got switched? So you find that even in the Gemara, we make a very, very big deal about this Inyan. And it's because a person's like a Shtikal Oilam Hazeh, Shtikal Oilam Haba. But it seems like, fakared, if something bad happens to a mace during that time, it actually could be a big schus. And it can spear him from a lot of things that he's not going to have in the next world. And that's why the tzaddikim thought that this was like a shasa kosher, to chaperayin a little something during this period, because it could spear the person from a lot of dina shel gehenim. You know, we mentioned last night that, you know, we learned Perek Abram Mises Bez, and has the Perek end. It ends with the Ptir of Rabbi Eliezer. It's such an interesting way. So last night we said a shtickle machshav, just a machshav of Baal Mamamish, a hergish, that maybe it's like the Hakdama to Perek Ben Sayer and Meir. That before you learn the Sugya Perek Ben Sayer and Meir, don't forget Rabbi Eliezer, who was 28 years old, who didn't know anything. Mamish, he didn't know Birchamazin, he didn't know Krishma, he didn't know Tefillah, he didn't know anything. And he vaxed us to be the great Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. Look at the Shas Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. But it could be this is also a little bit of a remiss to this Inyan that the great Tzadikim wrote in their Tzavois, that they wanted to have a little bit of an Arba Mises Bezdin, Bein Hamisa LaHakfura. Either way, you read Gemaras like this, you read these Savas, the Hergish is, right? Kimati LaHaikra HaVibachi, Eilonu Miyem Adin, Eilonu Miyem Etaychacha, we should talk of Yizoycha to Ubila Amavis LaNetzach. We shouldn't have to learn about these things anymore, right? Again, we're learning these Sugis of Arba Mises, Elohina Nechnokin. Some of the raid bites are going to be morbid. It is what it is. I apologize for that, but again, we should be Zoycha to Ubila Amavis LaNetzach, and Eiz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start the Sugia of the Ben Seir Umair with a knack.